Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good and you?
Good, good. Thank you. So tell us about these undersea cables with boats still stuck in Cape Town Harbour because of the weather. What on earth is going on?
Well, here's the good news. The boat is not stuck anymore.
Oh, that is good news.
So apparently the winds have died down. The boat is busy collecting all the material and the experts that it needs to sail out to fix the cable. But that's only one boat, and that's only one break in the cable nearish South Africa. So essentially, I'm sure your readers have, or your listeners have heard that there are two cables off the west coast of Africa, the WAX and the SAT3 cable. Now, SAT3 was the original cable that Telkom was the major shareholder in, and has been offering internet services or connectivity to South Africa for many, many, many years. That cable's been upgraded over the years and is quite a significant player in terms of capacity. The other cable, the WAX cable, is fairly new and is really a high capacity cable. And that cable is also broken, which is pretty much unheard of. The good news for South Africa, you're speaking to me on Skype through the internet, so we have connectivity, is that there's a massive easy cable that runs up the west coast, through the Suez Canal, through Egypt, and onto Europe. And that cable now seems to be taking pretty much all the capacity that South Africa needs. And obviously it's not unlimited, and it's one is not three. So there are challenges around it. The biggest problem is that OpenServe, that's Telkom, pretty much predominantly used the SAT3 cable. So they didn't have capacity on the other cables, which gives redundancy, which allows you to still be connected. So whatever connectivity they were getting was purchased from a third party or via satellite, which is by definition a little bit slower than the current cables. But from what I understand is that the WAX cable is repaired and capacity has come back, or some capacity has come back. And the SAT3 cable may take another week or so before it comes back into full service. So depending on who your ISP is, depending on where they purchase their capacity, there are going to be slownesses and challenges and international bandwidth limitations. Now, the good news from a South African point of view is that both Google and Facebook are building brand new West Coast cables into South Africa, which should go live sometime later this year, later 2020, which will more than quadruple the capacity that we have with the international networks. And the reason for that is really very simple. Google has set up, or is in the process of setting up, massive data centers in Africa and in South Africa. And in order to, you know, feed those data centers with international connectivity, they wanted their own cables. So this is pretty exceptional. I know it's a real pain for those that are trying to stream the latest Netflix show.
How badly are people affected? I've heard people say, well, the internet's a bit up and down, or it's a little bit slower, but has it had a real impact?
Yes. Again, unfortunately, depending on your ISP, many businesses have struggled enormously with connectivity. A lot of businesses rely on fairly low latency. That's the time it takes from the second that you tap the key to the time that you get a response back from the network. So when your ISP is rerouting its signal via, let's say, satellite, you're getting much higher latency. It takes much longer to bounce a signal off the satellite and back to Earth than it does to send it via the undersea cable. So some companies that have lower latency need. Skype is a perfect example of lower latency. The higher the latency, you get delays and you get all sorts of echoes and issues. So latency is a problem, and companies have been affected quite considerably. From a personal point of view, your email takes a split second or two longer to go. You might find that your 4K Netflix is buffering more, or maybe not even streaming in 4K, which is a major problem for those of us who are terribly fussy about the quality of their picture. So it's an inconvenience. It's been blown up as a huge problem. It is a huge problem, but it's not a terminal problem. Most ISPs have either bought more capacity on the Easy cable. There's another cable that runs to South America that's just come on stream. They've been buying capacity on that one. So there are alternatives. The internet tends to reroute, but it is significant that there are hundreds of cables between Europe and America. Hundreds of cables, if not thousands of cables between Europe and the Middle East. So the Northern Hemisphere is incredibly buffered against this type of thing.
Mm, mm.
But undersea cables break. It happens regularly. It often happens. People don't even notice. But this time it was very unusual that two cables broke in three different places simultaneously, which is a real problem. And the repair is a business. I mean, 3.8 kilometers down on the seabed lies this, 30 centimeter cable. They've got to find it. They've got to pull it up to the surface. They've got to repair it and put it back down. So it's not trivial. It's a massive job to fix. And hopefully in the next week or so, things will be back to normal.
Incredible. Really, really interesting. Stephen Ambrose, thank you as always. We can catch you for a full hour on Thursday at 11.
Internet permitting, absolutely.
Internet permitting. Yes, that's Stephen Ambrose with the Tech Report.